Erichin per gimel mishne hay. The last one of the lahakul lahachmes. B'moitzi shemra lahakul lahachmes. Ketzad. Echot shoitzi shemra agadele shabkuna v'aktana shab Yisrael. The case of moitzi shemra is the psukim in Parshas Kiseitzei, where he brings false edim because he wants to get rid of the wife that she was mezana. He brings edim, and because of that, she would be kilu oimid lamisa, and then they were mazim the edim, and it was clear that the husband did the framing. So what do we do to him? The edim zemim themselves haven't been regulated zemim. They tried to kill her. So mele kasha zomam ken yosala, they get killed. However, the baal who framed it, who set her up, he gets malchus al shahitzi shem ra'al b'sulas Yisrael, and he has to pay a fine. He has to pay a knas to the father. Plus, he has a din that le'yuchel l'shachol kol yomov. He has a din that he can't be megarisher. Treated her that way, he has to keep her. So, the knas, which is on being moitzi shem ra on a mishpacha, on a bas Yisrael, is no difference if it's the mishpacha and her is gedol l'shem kuna or ktana shem Yisrael. The halacha is over there, noisin mea sela. Before we had chamishim, this is mea. The famous Mishnah over here tells us a halacha that the Chofetz Chaim brings all over Sefer Chofetz Chaim. It would seem clear that the oim bebefiv, somebody who causes damage to somebody verbally, is worse than a maisa. Before in Mishnah Dalet, we have somebody who does a maisa to spoil, to damage a bas Yisrael. He only pays chamishim sela. And the oim bebefiv of Moitzi Shemra, Ki hoitzi shemra b'sulas Yisrael. It's for the hoitzah shemra. The malchus, by the way, is for the framing for wanting to kill her. But for the being moitzi shemra, that the terez kaveh chamishim shekel, a meyer shekel. So that's worth. It's double as much as the oisah. And the Mishnah says, shekein motzinu shaloi nechtam gzadin ala v'senu ba'midbar ala loshen hora. A raya that loshen hora is the cause of all evil is the fact that we're in Golos 2,000 years, and our Golos is all a product of the Gzeira of the Chet Meraglim. He brings the Pasuk. How in that Pasuk is Mavur that the Chet Meraglim was out of Lashon Hara? B'cher was a Chesor and a Nemuna, and B'tochen, believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring them safely into Eretz Yisrael. But Chazal understand that that chet was hoitziu dibor alo oretz, as I state the lashon of the pasuk. So mele dibor is more damaging and more cosmic implications than doing a maisa. For Hashem bring that the koyach dibor comes from a deeper place inside a person, the koyach maisa. So the lashon hara, which is the ikir ha'odam, the ikir toyar ha'odam, is that he's a medaber, is the averi chamura sheva chamura, is his lashon hara. So Mishnah Fiyazos, in the sugya over here, there's a lot of the halakas of Hilchas Lashon Hara that the Chofetz Chaim brings in Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, Ayin Shom. Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. We're going back to the dinim of Erichin now, in the Gzeres HaKosov of Erichin, as opposed to saying Dmei Ploini Alai, is the halakha of Hesig Yad, which we've had before. Hesig Yad means that the amount of money that the Noider, that's the Mishnah says, Hesig Yad Benoider, has, that will determine how much he has to give. He says, Erech Ploini Alai, and Ploini is a healthy male, so the price is a high price tag, Chamishim Shekel. If he only has one shekel, Biyodoi, we had before that he has to give a minimum of a shekel, he was Yotzi De Chiyuvoi. And that's what the Mishnah means. Hesig Yad Benoider. Vashonim. The years that determine the amount of money, the sach of the erech, is toluy binidor. V'ho arochim, and the kvius of how much has to be paid. Kefi the gender, is benerach, is lefi the one who is being nerach. V'ho erech, the way to shatz up how much is the amount that's mutl on the person who gave, who is noider in erech ploini olai. Bizman ho'erech is totally in, not the shas nesin at some moment when he pays off, but it's totally b'shas asiyas aneder. So the Mishnah didn't really tell us any kedushim yet that we don't know. The Mishnah is using these four klolim of noider, nidor, nerach, and zman ho'erech just to introduce the protim that the Mishnah will now speak out. Hesig yad benoider ketzat. What are the dinim of hesig yad? That's totally in the financial status of the Noyder. Oni Sheherech Esa Osher. An Oni that said Erech Ploini, and Ploini is a Groyser Gvir, Noysen Erech Oine. He only has to give the amount of money that he has. He's almost broke, so he has one shekel, he takes it out, Yotzidech Evotzoi. V'Osher Sheherech Esa Oni, if an Osher wants to give for an Oni Nidach, who doesn't have a penny in his pocket, but Lamaisi, he has to give the full amount. The symbolic value, 50, if he's that age and that gender. Noisin Erech Osher. That's the Mishnah, and we're going to go right to the next Mishnah is with Protim that are not that way.